How Pittsburghers get from one place to the next can be a controversial topic, and as the city continues to develop, mayoral candidates are considering strategies, both big and small, to make local transit infrastructure work for everyone. 90.5 WESA's Larkin Page Jacobs reports.
Pittsburgh's bike lanes have an outsized reputation in the city, despite the fact that they actually take up very little space. Bike lanes and shared lanes coexist with cars on just 13% of the city's 1,000-plus miles of streets. But talking to mayoral candidates, one could be forgiven for thinking bike lanes are everywhere. Here's candidate Reverend John Welch.
Bike lanes are a nice option, but they have to be appropriately placed. In many sections in the city of Pittsburgh, they are not appropriately placed, which leads to safety issues for the cyclists and for motorists that are parked on the side of the road.
Incumbent Bill Peduto, who's expanded on the previous administration's introduction of bike lanes, says, in fact, the lanes make streets safer, and he gets knocked every day for advocating for them.
But you know what? The people who beat me up are the same ones that hate to drive in a lane of traffic with a bike in front of their car. And providing the bike lane makes it not only safer for the cyclist, but it makes it safer for the person driving the car. Separating them and building it out. That's why cities around the world are doing it.
That might be news to candidate and city councilwoman Darlene Harris, who was allegedly caught on video honking at a cyclist and demanding he stay in a bike lane on East Street. East Street, on the north side, does not have a bike lane. Harris says one of the problems with the Peduto administration is that it doesn't study the issues and it doesn't take public input into account. She says it happened with bike lanes and with bus rapid transit, or BRT.
The big thing that this administration doesn't do is they do not include the community in any conversation. They make the plans, they decide what they want to do, and they start going forward, whether the community likes it or not.
There have been dozens of community meetings and traffic studies surrounding bike lanes, light rail, the Port Authority's routes, and BRT. According to Peduto, the problem isn't a lack of community engagement, but a lack of money.
Our roads, our bridges, you know, we're still decades behind where we should be. We, back in 2014, we put $7 million into our paving budget. This year, we'll have $15 million. We've more than doubled it. But it's still not enough.
Welch agrees the situation is less than ideal and notes that Pittsburghers are paying a steep price for a subpar transit system. He points out that with a $2.50 base price, riders pay some of the highest costs for public transit in the country.
Making it affordable is a priority for me. Now, there are still areas within the city of Pittsburgh that does not have efficient transportation because the bus routes don't run on weekends or the frequency is not really near where they need to be. And so if we're paying the high premium that we're paying for public transportation, we need to find a way to either get further state subsidies to lower those costs.
The price for keeping the city's transit arteries running smoothly is steep, from bus infrastructure and labor costs to resurfacing roads and rehabbing moldering bridges. To that end, Welch and Peduto see potential in public-private partnerships.
So we need to leverage the relationships with private investors and corporations or others, venture capitalists or whomever, to invest in making sure we have a nice transportation infrastructure.
Peduto puts an emphasis on the public side of the partnership.
I only favor public-private partnerships when they're written by the public. So there are numerous examples of public-private partnerships that have failed because they were written by banks in order to look at the rate of investment and what the return would be.
But Harris is skeptical of handing control and profits to outside entities and opposes the idea.
Actually, I don't believe in any kind of outsourcing at all.
Harris says her transportation strategy is simple and straightforward.
Well, that would be totally up to the communities.
She believes each neighborhood knows best what it needs, and transportation decisions should be based on those needs. Welch takes a different tack and sees flaws with the plan, which he pegs on Peduto, that's piecemeal.
Pittsburgh is a tight, very tight city. First of all, we need to have a comprehensive transportation strategy. We don't have that. We're looking to drop in a bus rapid transit system without really addressing it within the context of a wider transportation strategy, which I think is a problem. I don't like these one-off solutions that we're seeing right now.
Peduto's approach might be better summed up as many-off solutions. His first term in office has seen the introduction of the Healthy Ride bike rental program, the use of city streets for Uber's development of autonomous vehicles, a push for BRT, additional bike lanes, and a complete streets plan. If he's reelected, Pittsburghers can likely expect more of the same the second time around. I'm Larkin Page Jacobs, 90.5 WESA News.